Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Bab.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm about to cough.
Ooh. That's done.
That's healthy.
That was great.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast.
This week we talk guns, the media, and morons in the wake of a national tragedy. And when you hear this sound,
that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You are here once again, my friend.
Already.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Already. He's going to keep doing that.
He's one smooth, slightly off-key musical number.
That's how Noah does it.
He's a mediocre singer.
Shall we do some tan laughs before this descends into chaos?
Oh, it's descended. I think we should do tan laughs before it gets any worse.
Your mom's balls have descended.
Okay. Why are we talking about my mom as Jimmy's?
Why not? It's Sunday.
True. True, I had forgotten that.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
You hear those jokes we're telling, and yucks are swelling here too. Come on, it's lovely weather for some tan laughs together with you. Just send your jokes in to us at fucktards@tancast.com.
All right, well, this joke is sent in by Tyler. He actually Facebooked it to me.
He YouTubed it. Popped open a camera, recorded.
You know, that's probably not unheard of. Anyway, joke time! That's how it starts. A blonde and a redhead are falling down a 50-story building. Who hits the ground first?
The blonde.
That is a good question.
The redhead. The blonde had to stop and ask for directions.
Ding-a-ding-ding-dong!
This is silliness.
You can use this for Tancast if you want. Well, I did.
Look at me!
Look at you. Just fucking look at you.
Just fuck and look at me.
Alright. Next.
You go, Andy.
These tan laughs come from Grace. I've only just barely been able to log into the mail, so I'm kind of going in blind on this. All right. She says, here's my tan laugh. Sorry it took me so long, but life has been busy because of the Christmas and holiday season started. So yes, here are my Disney tan laughs. Did you really expect anything else from me?
Yeah, I kind of fucking did.
All righty. What's the worst four-letter word you can say at Disneyland?
Fuck Tim.
That is more than four letters.
It is.
Oh, shit.
Also, more than one word. It's free. After a full day at Disneyland, where do you hurt the most?
Your butthole.
Your wallet.
Close.
What's the three words you hear throughout the park all day?
Hey, look, balls!
Well played, sir. Hey, that was also three. It's how much? What's the highest thing at Disneyland?
Kites.
Kevin Smith.
Nope, my balls.
What?
No, the ticket prices.
Oh. I was like, that doesn't even make sense. Balls are low.
Get low. Get low.
Did you hear about the blonde who was going to Disneyland?
No.
She's driving, saw a sign that says Disneyland, left. So she turned around and went home. There's a bunch more, but I think I'll save those for later.
Alright.
I got jokes.
Fucking calm down a minute first, Noah. That's first and foremost. Just calm down.
All right, I got jokes.
All right, let me...
get the feeling it's going to Steven write us here.
Let me just simmer down a second here. All right.
I got some jokes.
Oh, good.
For Tan.
All right.
Who are these from?
Jonathan, how do you get a blonde to climb on the roof?
Throw your wallet
show
up?
Her a picture of Noah's dick.
Tell her drinks are on the house.
It's funny because they're stupid.
And I'll do one more for him. Why not? What's worse?
Why not indeed?
You know, what's getting worse? Let's back to this. Back it up.
Noah's been drinking already.
What's worse than getting raped by Jack the Ripper?
Getting ripped by Jack the Raper?
Getting fingered by Captain Hook.
Oh.
What if he uses his other hand?
Touche, Tim. Touche.
And what if he's a skilled clit diddler?
What if he's very good with that hook?
Well, yeah, what if it has attachments? What if he just takes off the hook and puts on like a...
What's a...
No, don't act like you don't know.
I don't know.
Apparently it's a ripcord right, started dildo.
Let's get this guy an Academy Award for his acting over here.
What? Let's get you an Academy Award for your acting. I was so convinced, Tim.
Hey, you know, if Marissa Tomei can win one, I think both of you guys should be in the running.
Ooh, really? Did she win one?
Yeah,
for my cousin Vinny.
Like 20 years ago.
She won one for my cousin Vinny?
I went old school with that burn, son.
Where were you?
Not paying attention.
Well, why the hell not?
I got other shit to do.
What did you have to do 20 years ago on Oscar night?
Not watching the Oscars.
So nothing. Failing at life. That's what you had to do.
Yeah, I was fucking bitches, all right? Get off my back.
Bullshit, you were fucking bitches 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was fucking bitches.
20 years ago, on Oscar night, you were fucking bitches.
Fuck those bitches.
Fucking bitches. Woo, woo!
See, he's trailing off into random crap because he was not.
You're
a liar!
Threesomes, foursomes, tensomes.
Are you counting all of your fingers in that case?
I was in a reverse gangbang.
They all fucked you? All the women pegged you?
No, it was all women. Duh.
Wait, so what's a reverse gangbang?
Bang gang?
I don't know. I guess them being all women. That's what the porn videos tell me.
I guess it'd be a gnagnab.
Gnagnab. Jigaka yagnab. Oh, we had jiggy. Gajay do. Hey, hoo. Ah, yabba yabba yabba.
Yeah, 20 years ago, I was 16, right? I didn't care about the Oscars.
You certainly weren't banging mad bitches.
I was banging mad
bitches.
I don't
know if my cousin Vinny was actually 20 years ago. I just took a.
Those bitches were like, why the fuck am I fucking this idiot? That's why they're mad.
Oh, I thought they were like, oh, have some tea. Clean cup, move down.
Holy shit. My cousin Vinny was exactly 20 years ago. Well.
Nailed it.
Okay, 20 years and several months, but it was 1992.
Hot damn.
That's hilarious.
So technically she probably won the Oscar 19 years ago.
Yeah, 19 years and many months.
Still didn't care.
Isn't the Oscars usually right around your birthday, Tim?
Yep.
I hear they're moving it up this year so that they hold the Oscars before... No, they're moving up the Oscar noms before the Golden Globes are handed out.
Nom, nom, nom.
Why is that?
Because they want to put the Golden Globes back in their place. Like,
really?
Yeah, like the Oscar nominations have nothing to do with who won the Golden Globes.
Oh.
Like, that just seems like weirdly petty.
Hollywood being weirdly petty? That doesn't seem like Hollywood.
Hollywood never do that.
True.
Never. There's no TMZ.
Speaking of TMZ, Tim, did you hear the news?
Anne Hathaway flashed her hoo-ha?
That's the news.
Yes, Todd sent it to us.
Oh, did he now?
I believe I still have that browser window open on my phone.
Of course you do, you little gay homo. Wait, why does that make you gay?
I'm going to say opposite of gay homo.
You straight homo.
Yeah, you straight gay for that pussy.
That is a keeper.
make it your background.
There it is.
I'm going to not do that. If only we could get one without that stupid Coco Perez written on the picture.
Oh, I think my wife probably found one without it. Oh, yeah, and without the... or is there another copy? Oh, there we go. The uncensored
There's
version.
One with a white dot, and then there's one with no dot. Oh, yeah.
Well, no dot right now.
I'll change that. I'm going to jizz all over it and stuff.
Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen.
There'll be
Now, does
white
that count
dots.
As a bad... We can... We can put a link to this in our show notes, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
My wife and I have decided that we're going to make a shit ton of money selling clown merkins to young actresses.
Clown merkins?
Yes. So it will be discreet, but if it ever gets caught on film, it will be quite obvious with the rainbow effect that you're not seeing the genuine article.
Good luck with
that.
Or
they could just wear underwear.
I thought you were busy working on a soundboard for the iPhone.
I have lots of ideas, none of them good.
I thought you were busy episode 207.
Where in the world is
episode 207?
I think I see it peeking out of Anne Hathaway's snatch.
I don't. I've looked at that picture way harder than you have,
Tim.
Both figuratively and literally, and I have not seen episode 207.
Tim?
Yes?
Did you zoom?
Did I? Who are you asking?
Did you enhance?
Did I ever?
He see aside that shit.
I was like, Greg, run this through the spectral flag and agonize in there.
I love that Futurama made a joke about that, where they asked somebody to zoom in and it just got all pixelated. Like, well, I can't see anything. He's like, just zooming in doesn't make the picture any clearer. That was the clearest picture we had.
It's technology.
Yes, thank you, Futurama. That is how pictures work.
Even in the future, though?
Even in the future.
I don't believe it. How the fuck do they know?
It's Futurama. They know the future. It's right there in the name. Next to Ama.
Which I think... Ama, yo mama llama.
Obama, yeah. Obama, Obama, Obama. So what do you think about this Obama getting reelected? Is that cool?
Really?
I'm just kidding.
No, you okay?
You guys hear President Lincoln got shot?
Yeah, I think they had a movie about that. Wait, no, that was about him killing vampires. I'm sorry.
I'm sleepy.
Someday I'll watch that.
So speaking of current events, do we want to talk about things that have happened?
You mean about how HSBC has a huge record-breaking, almost $2 billion penalty, and yet it looks like none of their executives who were complicit in laundering money for drug cartels and other violent criminals, including people with terrorist connections, are probably going to do any jail time at all?
No, Andy, that is not at all what I meant.
Shit.
But I'm glad you got to hop on your soapbox there for a couple seconds.
I was kind of hoping to derail us, because the rest of this makes me sad.
Well, obviously I don't want to talk about... okay, for context, because not everybody who listens to this is going to listen to it the moment we pop it up. But
yep.
This is just a couple days after the school shooting in Connecticut. And I didn't really want to talk about that so much as how Twitter and Facebook make you realize the world is shit. Like, for maybe an hour, everybody was just sad, and that was, you know, as to be expected. But then all of a sudden, it became like, I'm pro-gun, or I'm anti-gun, and now is the time to tell you about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, Gizmodo actually sent out an email about it, and I was like, you know, they're talking about, like, the fact that people use that time to kind of push their agenda, and like... and one guy's like point is like, yeah, now is the time to bring that up because it just happened. Like, this is what's going on. Like, it's not like waiting is going to change what happened. Like, we need to talk about this because this is a problem.
Yeah, the faction. Now, see, I'm all for the Second Amendment, but I think there's got to be limits. I mean, I jump through more hoops to be able to drive my car around than I would jump through to be able to like arm my family for an impending zombie apocalypse. So I think the
although
NRA...
Although, in fairness, there are more fatalities due to automobiles than guns per year.
Yeah, this is probably true, but I would say there are probably more homicides due to guns than vehicles. Also, I'm pretty sure I could kill a lot more people with a gun before anybody could stop me than I... Well, okay, if I found a bunch of people tightly clustered together and really got up a good head of steam... I might be able to get as many people with a car. But I would be much more effective murdering a bunch of people with a gun. Or even one person. Like, one person pisses me off, it's probably a lot easier to shoot them than get them in front of my car.
I agree.
Because, like, what if they stick to alleyways? I can't get my car down there.
What if you're not that picky?
Well, this is true.
There's always somebody out somewhere you could probably run your car into.
Probably. But then again, if they go up through the windshield, that's sort of the end of that... end of that game. I mean, I'm not going to go find somebody else very easily. So I'm not saying that I think that we should outlaw gun ownership completely, but like the interest group that has made it its mission to vehemently oppose any restrictions at all whatsoever on guns sees it as an abrogation of some fundamental right that we are all entitled to. I think they've kind of taken over the debate, and the times when it would be effective for the other side of the debate to make their points, saying, hey, look, shining example of the point we're trying to make, as opposed to, why are you trying to solve problems when we don't have problems? Like you might hear when it's not fresh on everybody's mind. So, yeah, I think, like, the day of, probably not a really good time to start that debate. But I don't think there's any of this, no, it's still too soon, like, you know, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days later. I think once people who are not directly involved in and still feeling the pain of the tragedy kind of get past the point where they have, like, been viscerally impacted, maybe they can start the debate at that point.
Right, because I was thinking, like, you know, if I'm one of those parents, even if I'm on your side that guns need to be, you know, taken out of society altogether, I am not comforted by the fact that you're arguing about that the day that my kid died.
Yeah. And if you are one of those parents, not a single fucking soul in the universe should be asking you what your opinion is. Nobody should be asking you anything. They should be shutting the fuck up. Well, oh no, I'm sorry. There's one question they should be asking you. Is there anything I can do, or would you like me to fuck off? I was seeing stuff on, flipping through on Reddit of different, like, producers. I think it may have been ABC News and the New York Times that they specifically called out. But it was producers who were pinging people who were saying, like, oh, you know, I just went over to my friend's house. They had kids at the school. They just found out their kids were okay, blah, blah, blah. And these producers jumping on them, like, you know, would your friend be available for an interview? I'm a producer for news at blah, 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 whichever place it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fucking vultures. I'm sorry, the 24-hour news media cycle has got to go.
Although, in fairness, like, they are the manifestation of the problem of that we want to know more.
This is true.
Because I was at work at the time, and in between what I was doing, I was surfing the internet so that if I found out more details, somehow the story would be less horrible. As it turns out, no. In fact, if I had just left it alone from when I first heard the story, only 10 people died. And then I refreshed it, and I killed 10 more people.
God damn it, Tim.
I know. I shouldn't have hit refresh.
I'm always hitting refresh.
Yeah, somebody was starting to talk to me about it at work, and they were like, you know, F5, 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 trying to look for more info, you know, refreshing CNN's top page.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, you got to leave this alone. I mean, it's not your kid. I'm not saying that to say that this isn't horrible, because it didn't happen directly to you. But, I mean, at some point in the next couple of days, all the information's going to come out. There's not going to be any of this, you know, jumble of, you know, he said, she said, somebody gets information wrong, and all of a sudden it's gone viral. And then people got to back it up, and you got to figure out what's the truth and what's mistakes and everything. Like, fluid situations, like, the people inside, the people who witnessed it, probably don't have a firm understanding of what happened, because they saw a little bit. They may have misinterpreted something they saw. Memory's a fucked up, fickle thing. It's like your need for minutia right now, to know that a tragedy happened, go ahead, feel bad about that. Start grieving, start feeling for the people who have definitely lost, even though you don't know any of them, go ahead and feel for them. But we don't need to know, like, he broke into the school at 9:32 or 9:31 or whatever. We don't need to know it was 27 or 10. It's horrible either way. Sorry. Got right back up on a soapbox.
That's all right. That's what I figured would happen. Well, because I'm going to get up on several before we're done with this whole general topic.
Because
what's that?
I was just going to say, because we have this ability to get so much information so easily, I think it drives us. Like, just draw parallels, like, you know, you always want to know, like, you know, for my life, like, I would, like, want to know right when I got emails. I'm like, why the fuck do I want to know when I got right emails? It's like, it's not like people are sending emergencies to my email, my personal email address. So whatever it is, I could check it anytime, and it won't really matter. Like, but since we have that ability to get that information, it drives us. Like, we're like, oh, why? it's out there, so I need to know now, even though it doesn't really have a tangible effect, knowing you know, now or later.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. We're the problem, collectively, because we're the market. There's no other reason for, you know, tossing it back 15 years or whatever for a bunch of paparazzis to be chasing Princess Diana's car. There is no reason for that. I mean, in a sane, logical world, nobody should have any fucking interest in her being in a car that these people would be paid enough that it would be worth their while to chase her at high, dangerous, and, as we found out, fatal speeds through France. It's fucking ridiculous. Justin Bieber apparently was trying to get away from some paparazzi several months ago and got some big-ass, like, fine for going like 120 miles an hour or some shit like that, just because he was trying to get away from some guys. Like, that's fucking insane. Us Weekly and People Magazine shouldn't exist. We don't need to know that shit.
I need to know that the stars are just like us.
Yeah, exactly. It's junk. I mean, it's like fast food for your brain. It is completely worthless information.
But I think information comforts us. Like, not necessarily knowing Princess Di, but, like, just for whatever reason, like, even though knowing whatever sooner doesn't really affect you, for some reason, the reason that you know it, you're like, oh, well, you know, I can rest easy now. Like, now I know this information.
Do you think it gives people sort of maybe a sense of control that they don't otherwise feel?
Probably. I mean, like, even though it's out of your control, like, you know what's interesting? It's like, sometimes I think about, like, you know, when I get a call and someone's like, are you going to answer that? Like, it could be an emergency. I'm like, you know, if it's an emergency, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not an emergency that I have any control over. And I think whatever, just the fact that you know it makes you feel like you have some control. Like, oh, now I know, and now I can think about things, or I can maybe think of some ideas, or I don't know. But I think on some level, it does kind of feel like you have control, because information kind of gives you control. Like, the more information you have, the more control of the situation you have of situations that you can control. Does that make sense? Like if you have more information, like, then you can make an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
But even, you know, sometimes even if you have the information, it doesn't matter because there's nothing you can do.
Right.
But I think just the fact that you're getting that information anyways still, you know, has some type of, like, comfort. Like, okay, now.
Psychological effect.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that. I'm going to take my pants Alrighty. Off now, though. It's a little warm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I wanted to talk about one of the things I saw, unless Andy was going to expound on that further.
Oh, I was just going to say that...
yes. You are. Don't say I'm just going to say. Say yes.
I was just going to say that...
you fucking
the,
piece
the
of
gun
shit.
Control stuff that everybody's talking about, the media stuff that we are talking about right now, the other big theme that I've seen over the last couple of days has been we need to... not make these people infamous.
Yes.
Like, forget their names. Remember a victim's name. Forget the perpetrator's name.
If it helps, I've already forgotten the perpetrator's name.
Yeah, I read it once and specifically did not commit it to memory because I was like, I think that's actually a pretty good idea.
I've actually managed to avoid reading it.
Because if you're just going to be forgotten, then it takes some of, I don't want to say the motivation, but yeah, the motivation. For somebody who's decided that they need to lash out at the world, that they are worthless, that they have failed, that there's nothing going for them in life, and that the world owes them better than what they got. By the way, if anybody's listening to this, the world doesn't owe you a fucking thing. It's a horrible, bloody place built on the dead bodies of literally everyone and everything that has come before you.
Well, that ought to cheer him up, Andy. Good job.
Yeah. way to soothe him, Andy.
If someone was teetering on the edge, that probably brought him right back
to the
land of
sunshine. I
think
we figured out a job Andy shouldn't have, a suicide prevention hotline.
He should not. He should also not be the police officer they send in with the bullhorn.
That talks him down?
Fucking
yeah, exactly.
Jump. There's 7 billion other of you.
You know, I mean, you know what's kind of...
You are not special.
Actually,
well, you're special in the same way as a snowflake, so go ahead and fall.
I actually think about that sometimes, that the fact that we put so much effort into saving, like, human life, which I understand on a minuscule level why it is important, but just pulling back and looking at a grand scale, I'm like, man, it just sometimes it seems like a drop in the bucket. Like we're doing all this to save this one thing that may or may not really make a difference in the long run. And I'm going to say we shouldn't do it, but it's just something interesting to think about.
Yeah, well, the counterpoint to that is humanity is something that this world didn't see before we got here. Something that's able to... Okay, so there are other animals, and there have been, you know, other less advanced versions of us, other hominids that were intelligent, but not in the same way that we are. But we have a level of cultural, technological, and intellectual advancement that has been progressing at an incredibly rapid pace. I mean, we have clearly begun outpacing evolution. We're getting to the point where we're about to affect our own evolution, like to guide it, like by deciding we want to add X or remove Y. We're on the cusp of being the first creatures ever to design their replacements. And that is pretty fucking spectacular. So I got to think that, you know, even if individually there's 7 billion of us, that still speaks to every single one of those 7 billion being something kind of special. Also, you know, you never know. The life you save... Well, okay, so the life you save could be the next Jack the Ripper. But at the same time, life you save could be the next Einstein.
This is true.
You know, there are 7 billion of us. Not every single one of us is going to change the world.
But more than likely, the life you save is probably just the next Tim Babb. He will neither be missed nor dreaded.
You know what? On average, yep, you are absolutely right. But
hey.
But if you let him go, you'll never find out. And he'll never find out.
So then I wanted to talk about how often I saw immediately people were like, this is why we need to arm teachers. Like, I don't know why that was the first thing everybody jumped to. Like, teachers should have guns. I'm like, are you picturing your teachers when you think of this scenario?
Like, yeah,
you're picturing fucking Bruce Willis as the teacher, and then some sort of diehard scenario breaks out, and he's like, get in the back, kids, I got this. I'm picturing my fucking homeroom teacher in high school, fucking she would be shitting her pants with me.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, arming more people. Okay, so there are thousands and thousands of teachers. So you're talking about putting thousands and thousands of guns inside classrooms. You think every single one of those teachers is always going to remember to lock it up? You think none of those teachers is going to have a bad day? You think none of those teachers are going to get into a fight and decide they want to, you know, just have a, like, wife leaves them and all of a sudden the principal's up his ass, he just decides to snap? You think putting thousands and thousands of guns for, how many school shootings have there been? I mean, we know them, we can name them. We can say things like Columbine, Virginia Tech, Newton, or Newtown, whatever, however this the new place in Connecticut's pronounced. I'm sorry, I suck it.
I feel like no one ever mentions Cleveland School anymore.
Yeah, that's right, in Stockton.
I was in that town.
I know. I moved to that town. Then people found out
that I was there when it happened, fuckhole.
When I moved to the town, everybody goes, oh, that's the place they had that school shooting. Like, okay.
Wait, there's a school shooting in Stockton?
I'm pretty sure if it happened like every day, we would hear about it all the time. Not about that one time there was a school shooting in Stockton. Yeah, crazy dudes shot up a school, killed a bunch of kids.
Yep. I want to say I was pretty sure I was in, like, I don't know, 5th, 6th, or 7th grade, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely before 9th, because that's when I moved.
Did it have a lasting effect?
Not really. I didn't go to that school, so I imagine for them, yes. I imagine all the parents were suitably traumatized, but, you know, when you're a kid at the time, you're like, oh, that sounds like horrible shit. That didn't happen to me. So it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know about that.
Well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle. And a couple weeks later, to encourage kids to come back to school, Michael Jackson showed up.
Really?
I remember reading about that.
Yeah.
That's kind of, well, I mean, that's not how you want Michael Jackson to show up, but...
And he used the bathroom at the fire station right by my dad's house. And they saved the toilet seat. Even though there is no conclusive proof, he dropped a deuce.
Deuce.
I get the feeling. I mean, okay, so the dude was wiry. He was clearly fit. Really, really good muscle control. I'm pretty sure he was a hoverer if he was on a strange pot.
I believe he was a bit of a germ. I don't know that he was a bit of a germ freak. At least not at that point, because this was, you know, this was when the weirdest thing about Michael Jackson was that he got a lot of nose jobs and he might be gay. Woo!
Hey, that was scary back then.
I think that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is totally off topic.
You right there, Bill Cosby? If you someone come over here, Camille, and then you have a thing.
Bring me some sweaters and some pudding pops.
If someone was selling a video for $5 of someone really famous taking a shit, would you pay for it?
Like, pay to watch somebody famous take a shit?
Not even like you're seeing the actual shit come out. You're just seeing them sit on the toilet and how they look when they take a shit.
Nope.
No.
All right.
Granted, I'm the wrong guy to ask.
I mean, I don't know why. It just fascinates me. Like, I would love to see Michael Jackson taking a shit. Like, I don't know why. It just... And everyone does it.
You said somebody famous. That's a big, wide thing. I think if you go for, like, specific people...
All right.
The answer might become maybe.
All right. Well, the most famous person
really,
that you're interested in.
Jim Carrey, because I think that dude would probably drop an amusing deuce.
Like, you think even though... Now, here's the thing, though. Like, they don't know the camera's there. So they're not hamming up for the camera.
Then no, probably not.
All right. Maybe it's just me.
Although, you know what? I suspect Robin Williams probably talks to all of his poops.
Regardless of anyone, he thinks anyone's watching.
I don't know why. It's just fascinating. Famous people, they shit like everyone else.
I can't see a scenario where I'd want to see anybody take a shit.
Oh, even Michael Jackson?
Nope. I mean, maybe, like, if you have footage of him taking a shit today, like he's back from the grave and taking a shit, I will mostly be seeing the back from the grave element, but taking a shit, I will just accept.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, you got footage? Yeah, but he's taking a shit. I don't care.
Whatever. Here's 20 bucks.
Because that is amazing.
All right.
If I could drag it back to the post shooting discussion for a second, I also want to talk about how Mike Huckabee said, like, this is, and I've heard a lot of this. Like, are we surprised since we've kicked God out of our schools that this happened? I'm like, first of all, assuming there is a God, you can't kick him out of anywhere. He's God. Like, that's the one person even Superman can't rape.
Oh my God! Yeah, I want to stick my cock in Mike Huckabee's ear until I change his mind.
But just like, there's no bouncer at the door that will keep him out. Like, sorry, man, you're not on the list. You're a frog. Get out of my way.
Yeah, so what Mike Huckabee is essentially saying is that God is such an insensitive, insecure prick that because we don't pray in schools, he let a bunch of kids die.
Who had nothing to do with that decision.
Yep. Well, you know, if the kids got to die to punish the parents to bring them back to God, then, Westboro Baptist, anything that God does is justified.
But...
So, wait...
There's no conclusive proof that even any of their parents were involved in that decision.
Is that really the argument? I thought the argument was, like, if you were teaching the Bible in school, then people would, like, act better, and they wouldn't do things like this. Not because God is controlling them, but just because they would have better morals.
Every time I hear people talk about it, it is a much more direct, like, this is our punishment for
your transgressions type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even that, like, this is because this is always from the same party that's like, get government out of our business and like, but teach morals in our school. Like, well, who's deciding whose morals they are?
Well, no, that's the thing is you can teach ethics, you can teach moral behavior. I mean, there are certain things like, you know, don't kill, don't take things that aren't yours.
Okay, I'm specifically talking about religious morals. I mean, not only do you have the fact that there are Muslims and Jews and atheists to contend with, Christians can't even agree on what fucking they want. Like, there's Baptists and Catholics and fucking other people. I don't know. There's tons of them. They're out there. You can find them.
You know what? We're all going to agree that we're having communion. And I am so happy that we are taking this wine and this bread, and it is reminding us. It is standing in for. No. Fuck you, heretic. That shit becomes the literal body and blood of Christ.
Fuck you. This is a pagan ceremony. And that was just Christians arguing.
Yes. And that's only one thing. That's transubstantiation and consubstantiation. There's questions within Christianity, within Christian ministers of mainstream denominations, about whether the Book of Revelations is a prophecy or is a coded reference to stuff that was already historical at the time of its writing, or whether it was a dude who maybe like smoked a little too much wacky weed and just started writing down the crazy shit he was seeing.
And that's one faith that doesn't agree with itself.
Yeah.
And you want to mandate that in schools?
Hey, go to the Middle East and ask the Sunnis and the Shias. I mean, let's see if they agree on everything.
Oh, Joe Klosick had the best line. He's like, Mike Huckabee thinks that because we don't have God in our schools, like, that's why there's so much violence. It's like, really? Have you taken a look at the Middle East? God is everywhere there. And I don't see any violence. Oh. He actually phrased it much better than I just did, but you get the idea.
Yeah, but we got the point.
Yep.
Noah has no fire in his belly about this particular topic.
I mean, it's not that I wouldn't say I don't have fire in my belly. I just don't think I would say it any differently. I don't think teaching the Bible in school is going to fix anything. I don't agree that the God was just like, oh, you know what? You didn't teach the Bible in school. Fuck you guys.
But not even you guys. People tangentially related to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, basically, in their version of things, God is Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I choose to believe that God is better than Al-Qaeda. That's my high horse I'm going to get on.
And I don't even know if I have necessarily a good answer of what the fix would be. Like, on one hand, I feel like if we don't if we have any guns, I feel like no matter what controls you have, the fact that they're out there, someone who shouldn't have their hands on them will get one.
Yeah, but okay. So taking a step back from the fact that we're coming off of a horrible school shooting, I was reading a statistic that it's like 150 people get killed in some sort of like mass killing, mass shooting, spree killing, whatever, in the U.S. But it's like 15,000 handgun, like single handgun homicides. So I don't think the argument that putting some restrictions on guns wouldn't solve these mass killings doesn't mean that there aren't too many fucking guns on the streets.
Well, yeah, and then other places have guns and don't have as many killings as we do, right?
This is true. But we have, I'm pretty sure, per capita, we're top.
Okay. I mean, that's another thing. I don't really know a lot about this issue. Like, like, I don't know the statistics of, you know, other places that have guns and what exactly they do or don't do to control their guns. And, like, you know, if it's just a gun control issue or if there's a deeper underlying issue of we are not addressing a mental issue with our people. Like, maybe we're not catching these people before they get to the point and other places are doing a better job with it.
We're not. And we also have, and that some of that gets us back to, you know, the state of healthcare in America and what we do and don't do to take care of each other with that shit. Because mental health is health. I mean, it's a healthcare problem when you get right down to it. Reagan demolished the institutional mental health system, and we've been paying for it ever since.
And then someone who was less than all right in the head shot him, and still didn't change his stance on that.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I mean, not funny in a I like to see people getting shot, even if I don't agree with them kind of way.
Funny in an irony kind of way.
Right.
In an Alanis Morissette sort of way.
Mean the misuse of the word irony?
Exactly. I think that, actually, that's funny because her use of the word irony is ironic. Shit, it was right there in front of me. Derailed myself with the Alanis Morissette thing. Yes, I got it. American culture with the whole, like, Wild West thing and the, you know, one man and his gun and his homestead and all the rest of that stuff. You look at the fucking fiction of people like George W. Bush, you know, being a cowboy and being, you know, so pro-war and hawkish and all the rest of that stuff, where it's like, dude, you never served. You never saw the horrors of war. You just have this fucking insane, childish cowboys and engines kind of mentality about what going and invading another country means. And I think, like, individually, it kind of permeates our culture. I think there is a, you know, like, might equals strength of your positions are strengthened. Your right to enforce your will on others is strengthened by how readily you are able to kill them.
But where does that come from? Is that, like, a primal? Do you think that's, like
we... I think it may be an outgrowth of... We do have a very, very strong culture of individualism. We do not have a strong... I don't want to say collectivist, but... You know, we very much prize the Lone Ranger. The guy who is, you know, sort of the one-man show. We prize the success and the might and strength... and virility of the individual.
Andy just fucking blew our minds. Earlier today I was looking for it just because I was like, you know, they always say like, oh, if this person had a gun, that would have solved everything. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, if this person had a gun, they could have defended. I'm like, so where are those stories? Don't act like guns are banned now. You can have a gun.
Yeah.
So I looked it up, and granted this was from one source, but I found 53 instances of someone defending themselves, you know, defending off a crime with with their own gun. Like, mm-hmm. You know, a criminal was doing something and they stopped the crime or, you know, ended the crime with a gun. 53 instances since 1976.
So in our lifetimes, since Noah was born in 76.
Right. And if we take it back, oh no, it was 50. That's what it was, 50 since 1976. And if I took it back to 1973, it was 18-something was how long ago it was. Like, so there was only three extra ones to go back an extra 100 years.
Well, people might say, well, you see, that's why we need looser gun control.
Wait, looser?
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe.
Clearly there aren't enough guns because we've made up our minds that if you have a gun, you will stop crimes. And if we're not stopping crimes, then clearly not enough people have guns in the right time.
Exactly.
Noah's saying that there's a tendency of people who...
Oh, so that's how they'd interpret that fact? Not that we... You can have a gun right now, clearly. People have them. There are people with them. Someone's right now polishing his gun.
Yeah, because oddly enough, and again, I'm not saying all conservatives, but I am saying that people who would argue counterfactually, people who would not listen to any facts... seem to be a lot of the exact same people that argue about a lot of other things, starting with what they want to believe the right end result is, and then fitting or ignoring facts as needed to maintain that.
Well, couldn't you say that about us? Like, clearly they're not seeing the fact that we clearly have too much gun control. We've had too much gun control since the 1970s. You could say that we are ignoring the facts.
No, I would say the math works out on our side.
All right, and I'm just saying. You could make that argument.
You could. I mean, you could also argue that we're fucking idiot racist communists. You can argue anything.
I thought that's where that might have been going. It's like, well, you could argue. And I thought you were going to go something much more ridiculous than that.
Oh. You could argue that we're Martians.
That was almost exactly where I thought you were going
to go. All right, there you go. Glad to have done that for you.
Maybe we are Martians. How would you know?
Maybe. Actually, there's...
And maybe Mars is Earth.
Oh, shit. There's a theory that Mars got life before Earth did. Mars got hit with impactors, and that some of those bits of organic material made their way over here. There are theories that it is conceivable that we're Martians. You know, that all life on Earth was seeded by organic material or life from Mars. Just theories, though. Considering we haven't actually found that shit on Mars yet.
Then it's pretty weak sauce theory.
Well, yeah.
It's more of a hypothesis than a theory.
The theory... Yeah, the hypothesis, you're right. It is. It kind of kicked up a bit when... '95 or whatever? When they figured out there was a bunch of Mars rocks, and when they cut them open, there were little bulbs and whatever in there that looked like bacteria. Except they were like 1,000 times smaller than any bacteria seen on Earth. So everyone got super excited about, like, oh, proof of life on Mars. And a bunch of other people were pointing out, it's like, it seems a little small to me.
Is that what they were saying?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, I'm a scientist, K scientist the third, and well, it seems a little small to me.
I did some research, and it seems a little small. I measured against my penis, and small.
Alrighty.
Hopefully one of the scientists wasn't Noah, because then everything is small. Yeah. That's why we lost Pluto as a planet.
You guys so silly.
Insert Uranus joke here. Get it? Insert Uranus.
Wouldn't you be inserting into Uranus?
That doesn't make grammatical sense for the insert joke.
Andy, stop it. Stop trying to bring logic to Tim's jokes. God damn it, Andy. Well, I think we beat that horse to death and then continued.
Yay!
Yay for Hooray. Dead horses.
And sometimes for cows. Because they make delicious burgers.
Oh, I'm going to have some steak a little bit later.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Speaking of which, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we're good to go.
This was not a very funny episode.
It was not.
Tim, duty I think farts?
Sure, duty farts.
But you know what? Me and Noah got together and went to Double D's the other night.
Double D's!
Hooray!
Our old hangout that we used to go to at the Tan House. Sorry, Andy, you were not available.
I know.
And we recorded a mini ep talking about upcoming movie trailers. Well, first we thought we were recording, and then it turns out Tim had not hit the button. And so then there was anger.
You know, it's great that you figured out then, and we didn't go like, like the whole thing, like, all right, goodbye, everybody. And then, like, nope, we got nothing.
That would have sucked, but. But anyway, fuck, I assume that will probably be out next week or the week after, because I assume Andy's probably got family coming to town or is going to visit family.
Probably not. Looks like it's just us, just here.
Really?
Really.
Oh, well, then we may get a chance to record again before the new year, but I was thinking maybe we would take the next week off.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear.
All right.
We'll see how everyone's
feeling.
So
then we've got Noah's Joshua Tree episode, mini episode, and the sitting in the car episode. So that's...
And episode 2 of 7 is right around the corner.
I'm sure it is.
It's almost here, people. I got a little preview from Andy. Whew, it's going to be epic.
Ooh.
I got no preview from Andy. I'm making shit up.
I don't know what we're talking about. I need an adult. Save me Anne Hathaway's vagina.
Yeah.
I think that was going to be the episode title. I thought it was going to be Gnab Bag or whatever, but...
Save me Anne Hathaway's vagina?
Yep.
All right. She's hot.
And that's what I was thinking. If only Anne Hathaway's vagina would save me.
Help me, Anne Hathaway. You're my only hope.
All right. I think we beat this to death.
All right.
All right.
My wife and I may go see The Hobbit this Friday, and I'm excited about that.
Woo!
It is not good,
sir. There
is a
0% chance I will be seeing The Hobbit anytime soon.
I know,
too. Or later. Or ever.
I will.
What was that, Noah?
I said it is not good.
It is not good?
Like, the reviews aren't good.
Really?
I mean, they're not terrible, but I think overall it's not getting great reviews. Like, I think Metacritic had, like, a 50, and what is Rotten?
Rotten Tomatoes is, like, 65. Five or something like that percent.
Our friend Bob fell asleep through the first 10 minutes, but then said the rest of the movie was awesome.
when did you talk to Bob?
You know when you got to get the nap in.
What was that?
I said, when did you talk to Bob?
I was at a holiday party, and since I didn't know anybody and my wife was getting drinks, I decided to play on my phone. And he had posted a picture of him and Teresa on, with their 3D glasses on. I was like, perfect, it'll hide your eyes while you sleep. No one will notice. And he's like, nope, she noticed.
Nice. You were making a joke and it had truth in it.
Those are the best kind of jokes.
Accidental truth.
Oh, and check out my blog for that I went to post the day. Like, literally, I'm like, why is Twitter so slow? I'm trying to post this thing, and then I post it on Facebook, and I finally get Twitter to work. I'm like, oh.
I got important shit to talk about.
I'm so glad I put my stupid War on Christmas blog up today, because everyone's going to give a shit about that. I almost deleted it, but I almost felt like that would be worse.
When you do that, Tim.
Not the whole blog, but just like the post. Like, nah. And then it looks like I'm trying to cover it up. So I just left it. Look, I failed. Deal with me. But anyway, War on Christmas propaganda posters. They're up there. Look at them. Love them.
I saw that. I couldn't believe you fucking posted that.
I know.
Insensitive prick.
That's me.
It's always interesting, like, when that stuff happens, like, should I just go on with my life, like, and pretend like it's not happening, or, like, hey, here's my new Instagram picture that you probably don't care about, maybe.
Yes, being friends with comedians during national tragedies is, especially being friends with mostly comedians on, like, Facebook and Twitter, it's always an interesting situation, because some of them take a break and take things seriously. Others don't. And others have their heads so far up their ass. They have no idea. So it's like, oh, tragedy. Next tweet. Oh, the tragedy. Oh, it's, no, pray for the blah, 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 blah. Hey, come see me. I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Jokes.
I got ticks. Get on my guest list. 2 drink men.
Just shoot me an email.
Oh, Noah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, why?
I'm just...
Noah, you killed my inner child.
That's how far their head is up their ass.
Let's sign off.
All right.
Before Noah makes it any worse.
Oh, come on. I don't get any credit for that?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear what you said.
I said you killed my inner child.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, holy shit. I said something so bad that neither Tim nor Noah is going to acknowledge it.
I thought you were just serious.
Yes. Well, remember, never trust Tancast to be sensitive about natural tragedy.
You're doing it in hell. Andy?
This week I hate guys who go to schools and shoot a bunch of people.
That's
what do you want?
It's a good thing to hate.
You know, I take strong stands on things.
Yes, that was me who posted in all caps in the Tancast feed the other day.
Oh, I know. I recognize the caps.
Oh, those are Tim caps.
Those
right
are
there.
Tim's caps. I was seconds away from posting on my feed. I'm like, you know what? I still don't swear on my feed. I'm gonna put this on Tancast.
Yeah. Although I did tell one of the people from the Westboro Baptist that I hope they off themselves on my feed. I'm like, fuck it. I'm Andy. That's what I do. I tell people to shoot themselves.
Yeah, I did. I also I saw another comedian post this after I did, but I posted on the Tancast feed, like, yeah, if you feel the need to kill a bunch of people and then yourself, do us a favor, cut out the middleman, and kill yourself.
Yeah.
For you, same end result.
Mm.
You can just imagine they were all dead.
That's the problem. For them, not same end result, because they feel like they're punishing the world for letting them down.
You are punishing the world. We don't have your beautiful presence anymore, and that's just going to have to be punishment enough.
It is.
We'll somehow try to get along without you, but it'll be hard. Anyway.
Every day.
Head in the oven. Chop, chop.
There we go.
And there we go. All right. I'm going to see if it's time for me to put my beautiful child down to bed and stop talking about death and shootings.
Excellent. I am going to hit stop, and I'm going to go hug my son.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.